Blog Radiant Light Beings. There was a long intro to Sunrise by Thunderbeat from her Ancient Sun CD. A lot of shifts and changes going on. I want to welcome all that are coming in the chat right now, as well as those that are listening by phone. You have tuned in or surfed into Awakenings, one of the places of the converging flow. Also want to welcome those that are listening via CosmicDimensions.com and those that will be listening later in the archive. You are with us here now. Awakenings radio hosts dialogues and interviews with spiritual teachers, healers, conscious experts, visionaries, awakened leaders, authors, conscious beings of all walks of life that are consciously awake, aware, and taking this awakened state into their everyday lives, everyday living. Awakenings is an interactive live internet radio show that focuses on the grounding of the spiritual process of awakening. So we hope to offer a bit of insight, perhaps inspiration and understanding to the succession of awakenings that is taking place right now individually and collectively on the planet. It clearly really is a time that has been unprecedented. You do hear many people in many sectors of the world actually speaking this, whether it's economically, which is at management of energy, management of resources, whether it is via the health industry, whether it's through green building, conscious living, whether it's through the nutrition industry, the food industry, whether it's through the school industry or banking industry, all the industries are saying the same thing. There is something different. Something different is going on. And we see this in a sense that this waking up is a thread. It's a thread through everything and everyone. This thread is the thread of life evolving and unfolding. And this thread of evolution, this thread of waking up, is really an energetic, part of the energetic matrix. It's really an energetic waking up. It's manifesting in form, right? And that form is happening in our systems, in our life systems, within our body, within our mind, within various institutions, where various structures, but it's really happening energetically. And since we are energy beings, we are energetic beings, some say of light, light beings, but we're also energy. And one key component of energy, or way of looking at energy, is through the chakras, or chakras. That's what we're doing today. We're going to be connecting in to the chakra system that we all are and that comprises everything and everyone. All life force animating energy is based on this system. Their evolution or the change can be tracked through the chakras or chakra systems, you know, even the meridians. If you look at it, the whole of life is a meridian or is based on ley lines. If our energy is stuck or we're having a shift, which we all are individually and collectively, that can be handled or looked at etherically. And to handle it or look at it etherically is to deal with the energy, not necessarily the manifestation or the more denser physical form. And that's what we do when we work with sound. We go beyond the mind, the mental constructs. We go into the etheric plane, into the energetic plane, to deal with that which is in formation. So it's easier to change something energetically than it is when you're working with the denser form of the energy. When you work with the subtle energy, I guess is the best way to put it. It's easier to make those shifts and changes when you're looking subtly, because it is all subtle energy anyway. So the more you can get to the subtle, use the subtle energy to get to even the source energy, the changes tend to be more lasting. And the changes tend to happen more easily and more quickly. Okay, I'm getting from some people we don't have sound, so I'm going to try rebooting in the chat if you don't have sound, or those that are listening by computer, or refreshing the page. That does it also, does it as well. You've noticed I've been playing quite a bit of Ancient Sun by Thunderbeat. Absolutely an amazing CD. Of healing, and definitely creates a vibrational shift just by listening to it. Just by listening, there's a few that are my faves on there, but I've actually gotten some wonderful response back from other people that have gotten that CD, as well as her chakra clearing and aligning CD. You know, definitely it's consciousness. You know, you've got to have the consciousness that imbues the music, because it all comes from consciousness. So that definitely helps when you're listening to something. If the consciousness is there and it's coming from a more expanded consciousness or expanded plane, you do feel that in the music. You do feel that in what is being created or co-created from source. So I'd like to... Just those of you that are starting to listen a little bit, as everybody's kind of getting here a little bit more, make you aware a little bit about our guest. Amazing, and I did put in the introduction segment that it's really that she's really a healer, a music healer, even though she is a renowned musician, does activational music. But it's more than music. This Thunderbeat, a Native American of Choctaw and Shawnee heritage, was born and raised in New York. Now she's in Sedona, apropos place to be doing her creations, but she's traveled all over the world, and that influence is definitely felt in her music, especially the latest, Ancient Sun. Amazing vibrational quality to it. And so without that, I'd like to welcome Thunderbeat to the program. Hi, Thunderbeat.
Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
Ah, great. How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. The Ancient Sun has become number one on the World New Age chart.
Oh, I bet. Oh, my God. I'm not tiring of that. I'm telling you. And everyone that has heard it immediately has to go get it. There's something, I think because of the times that we're in, obviously because you're amazing also as well, but
you
tapped into something.
Well, how it happened was, well, you know, I go to sacred sites and tune in to the ancient knowledge, and I walk through the temples and ask for the ancient healing modalities, you know, the ancient healing, what they did back thousands of years ago, and the ancient music. And when I've been to Egypt a couple of times, and the first time I went to Egypt, I was downloaded the Chakra Journey CD. Imagine that.
Okay.
So that just tuned me into that the ancient Egyptians used the chakra system, and it was incredible information. Color, light, sound. They kept saying color, light, sound. 777,
color,
secret number 7. So it was incredible information. And I was doing, and at that time I didn't know that the temples were chakra temples. They're really chakra temples down there. I was doing ceremony in all the temples down the Nile, and then I had the last stop. I had the Great Pyramid. I was in there doing ceremony overnight. And then the next day is when the spirit downloaded me all this information about color, light, sound, and that's when I did that. And that was in 1997. And what's a really cool story was I was so excited about getting home. I was still there another month, and then I got home, and I was, like, so excited about doing the chakra CD. And it was really before the big, you know,
Explosion
with the chakras. Yeah, explosion with the chakras. And so, you know, and I really work with Great Spirit. And so I'm writing the first track, the root chakra, and then Spirit comes in, and I finish that, and then Spirit comes in and goes, no, not yet. And I said, what? I want to do this now. I'm so excited. And I said, no, not yet. I'm like, why? And I didn't hear an answer. And I literally could not do it. They literally stopped me from doing it. So I said, okay, all right. So then I'm writing other music, and then a couple months later I tried it again. Same exact thing happened. Okay? This went on for 4 years. I still have the information downloaded in my cellular memory, as you can say. Yeah, and I knew I was going to do it one day, but I was up to timing with Spirit, you know? And I did two other CDs in the meantime, or two or three, and then check this out. 9/11 happens, right? And I'm watching it on TV. Again, the next day, Spirit goes, okay, it's time now. Isn't that incredible? I was like, okay, are you sure? I've been trying to do this for 4 years, I said. That's what I said to Spirit. We have a relationship, so I could, like, you know, give him a hard time.
Right, exactly. Like, I do that too. Are you sure? Okay, I've been waiting. So why do you think, well, maybe it was the timing, right? That
yeah,
it
that
would
was,
be people more receptive.
I guess it was time for the, because the, well, the music is our music is universal language and universal healing. This is what I do. And so I think it was, they were waiting for the right time when it was needed the most. That's the only thing I can think of. And I did it, but it takes, you know, sometimes Spirit doesn't realize it, and we're in the, you know, denser form on the planet Earth, that it takes time to put it all together, you know. So it took me about 2.5 months, 3 months, and then when I finally got it out, It was like a few months, like in the beginning of 2002, because it was in September I started, that it became like number one, as in for chakra healing, and it was pretty new for a lot of people, and it was just wow, you know. And I'm so then as it expanded since then for this last, I don't know, eight years of, I got the, you know, I've written a DVD now, chakra DVD, and the chakra poster that has the teaching information on there, and the book. They told me to write the book too.
Yeah, the book too.
Yeah. So, but the ancient, but the, now the last time I went to Egypt was, I received the information on the Ancient Sun CD, and I was listening to the music they are actually playing now in Egypt, and it's not, you know, the ancient music, of course, anymore. It's, they have Arabic pop and Arabic rap over there.
Yeah, I know. I've heard some of the rap. Yeah, I've heard some.
And I said, okay, well, no. I want to tune into the ancient music and the ancient healing with the music. And so I got home and I channeled in Ra, the sun god. So that's what, how it came to be Ancient Sun. That's what the whole CD is about.
Oh, that's why. Okay, okay.
And then when you, if you look inside, that there's a picture of Ra giving life to one of the initiations, actually, to one of the pharaohs, and that's an actual picture from the Abydos Flower of Life Temple that Drumbelow talks about. That is the an actual wall picture that I put on my CD of Ra. And then the Eye of Ra is in the CD, the picture of Eye of Ra is on there. And then he came, and I, there's a song that's called Ra on the CD. That's him, you know. He came in and he's very majestic, you know. He's very big. So
yeah, when you were first in, when you were first in Egypt, and you we actually have a caller that has a question, and we'll get to you.
That's okay.
Callers get to questions. And also Sylvia saying hi. She loves the Ancient Sun CD.
Yay! Thank you.
In the chat.
Thank you.
And love the pics and the sounds. Actually, she tweeted at one point one of your YouTube videos, which was great. So thanks for that, Sylvia.
She
sent it out in a mass kind of on Twitter.
Oh,
mass,
wow.
Yeah. It was great. So kind of
thank
a mass
texting. Thank you so much,
texting,
thank you so much
texting
for that.
Yeah. But now, what the first time that you went to Egypt, and you—that's when you did the chakra, the healing, the chakra journey, right?
Right.
What drew you to Egypt? What drew you there?
Well, I've always been wanting to go to Egypt all my life. I was very attracted to it, and then Spirit said, "Okay, it's time now again, because you go." And I always, you know, follow the messages, you know. It's like very magical if you pay attention to the messages, I guess, and they come in different ways. Like, for instance, this way it came for me. I was at a conference and sitting at a crystal booth, and my girlfriend, her name was Crystal, but she hands me this wall hieroglyphs, Egyptian hieroglyphs, and I'm like, oh, God, I'd love to know how to read these, you know, and I'm looking and I'm meditating on it, and all of a sudden, Spirit comes in to me, and he goes, it was a male voice, and he goes, turn around now. And I turned around, and this lady in her hand had these flyers saying, trip to Egypt. And I, so here's the hint. You got this thing in your hand, you know, with hieroglyphs, and she tells you to turn around, and it's like, okay, I get it. So I go over there, and I actually went on that tour. So I came through. I didn't have the money, and I said, okay, I'm leaving it up to you, Spirit. You want me to go? And it came. It was like the trip wasn't until another 3 months, and I gave her maybe a $500 down payment. And I said, okay, I'm going. I don't know how I'm going to get the money. I told her, but I'm going. She says, okay, well, you got a couple months, and poof, the money dropped in my lap 3 weeks before the trip, and I was. That means I'm supposed to go. You know, it works magically like that. Things, and I'm just so grateful for that. And then if everybody could do that, it would be to just pay attention. You know.
That seems to be the message right now, is that pay attention, that everybody needs to really pay attention, that the signs and symbols are there. We're being led by Great Spirit all the time, but are we paying attention?
Yeah,
you know.
Pay attention to your intuition. You know, you trust yourself. This is about trusting yourself and your inner knowledge, because everyone has the inner knowledge and inner way to tap into the source. And the chakras are one of the ways to really help you tap into the source when you're balanced, activated, balanced, and aligned, and opening up that crown chakra, you know. And all you do, and it's so simple. I know it's, some people go, yeah, right, you know, but it's all you just ask. You ask and you shall receive. And if you want to know something, I go and tap into the universal knowledge bank, I call it, you know, the information comes. And sometimes it takes a lot of practice, you know, and trust. That's the key word, trust. I'm receiving this information, but is this really true? Yes, just trust it. And the more you utilize it, the more you work with it, the more you see how real it is, you know.
Mm-hmm. What would you suggest to people to help them, two things, to see the messages or hear them, and to trust? Because the trust seems to be the big factor, don't you think?
That's a blockage, yeah. Uh-huh,
yeah.
It is. It's believing and trust. Well, if you just know that you can tap into, everyone can tap into the universal knowledge banks or source, whatever you want to call it, you know. Mm-hmm. And the chakra journey does help. I mean, that's what it was written for, to help people wake up, you know, and get in tune with themselves. And what the chakra, it's sound healing, and what it does is it goes into each chakra for 7 minutes, 7, 7, 7 here again, and it releases all your old stuff, which is causing blockages, you know, and it goes through each one of your chakras and releases that, opens you up, you know, that the more you work with that, the more that you'll be open and in tune with yourself and what's going on when you ask for the messages. And
now, Sandra B., what you're saying then, and it's just kind of hitting me, is then if there is this blockage perhaps of seeing, that would be seen in that chakra. That would be seen in that energy center of that wheel of light.
Yes. And the ancients used the chakra system as a healing system, knowing, let's say, if your kidneys were having problems, that means that chakra, that second, third chakra is out of balance. They knew it was the chakras, you know, and a lot of times it's emotionally caused emotionally. But each chakra the information is very much in depth. A lot of people I talk to, they go, oh, I know about chakras, and they really, really don't, because it's so in depth.
Yeah,
the information. So, and that's why Spirit said to write the book, because I have read like a lot of chakra books, and I know about chakras, and I go, what are these people talking about? And they go on and on and on and on, you know, and these books are like, it's so thick, and they never get to the point. And I'm like, and that's why Spirit says, you write the book, because it's 120 pages of jam-packed information. And I'm not just saying this to sell it, it's because I'm not a writer, and I was arguing with Spirit, too. I was like, wait a minute, I'm a musician. I'm not a writer. Write the book. It's not like, you know, I said, why? There's 50 million chakra books out there, I said to Spirit. He said, not like yours, you know, because when I like to read, I like to, you know, just give me that information. I don't need stories, you know what I mean? And so there's no, because it goes on and on and on. I don't have a lot of time to read, and I'm creating all the time. So this book, it's like I said, 120 pages, and you get all the information. And we're going to be doing the heart chakra meditation. And what I can do before that is explain the depth of the heart chakra, you know, the information on that. So get the idea how in depth it is, you know.
right, exactly. Now, what? Just for some people new, and you mentioned 777. So what is the 7 as a spiritual number, right? Is that what you're talking about? What was the 7 minutes?
That's why I did everything in 7 minutes. They said seven. They kept saying 7 is a sacred number. 7, 7, 7, and 7. And what I have discovered, that the 7 chakra system just repeats itself Does it matter, you know, like all throughout your body? I mean, through your hands,
yes.
Your seven chakras, through your all parts, every single part of your body, there's 777 chakras. And then when we get to a higher consciousness awareness, it repeats in seven up there too. So it's a seven. So that's the knowledge I know of for the seven. It works in seven. So
well, it's interesting as you're speaking. I'm seeing this spiral of light. So, which is like also one of your kind of a cosmic. You have a cosmic spiral on your one of your CDs of the Cosmic Dream. Yeah, but kind of a heart and a spiral. But everything really is based on that. On sound wave, right? Because we are these sound waves. And the chakras can be felt, right? Seen, heard, right?
Yes. Yes, yeah. You can feel your chakras. You know, you can activate them and spiral them. They'll be spiraling. They actually can spiral. You can feel them spiraling. So, and that means they're fully activated. And you know, there's like, and I teach this in my workshops. I do the chakra sound healing workshops, and I'm going to be doing some of them. Because a lot of people are asking me. I haven't done them in a while because I'm so busy on the recording. I'm only one person here. You know, I can only do so much. And I'm thinking September in Sedona. So whoever ever wants to come to my workshops, I'll be.
Oh, you are in September? Wait, okay, great.
I'm working on all the information now, so I should have it up on my website. Let's see, what is this?
Which one is
June.
Okay, and that's the thunderbeasionrecords.com? Is that where people can go?
Just go to thunderbeat.com.
Thunderbeat.com, okay.
Thunderbeat.com. But it's like going to be a 3 or 4 day retreat because it's so much information, you know, about each chakra, and we're going to really get in there really deep and clearing out all the old stuff. And there's things that people carry around from childhood, you know, that they don't even realize that is blocking them, you know, just from your parents, you know, just telling you, you know, parents always tell you to no, don't touch this, don't do that, shut up, you know, all those mean things or whatever, you know, and those are they create blockages. And it starts shutting down the higher chakras right as you are 3 or 4 or 5 years old. All the chakras start shutting down because of
that's what I find interesting, that we come in so open. We are so open and activated, and it's really, in a way, activation is reactivating. And some people shut down earlier, some people later, right?
And then usually when you're around 18, 19, you start opening up again because your parents are more or less setting you free, so you start opening up again, you know, because you're in fear of, you know, when you're under authority, I guess you could say, you know, and so then you start opening up again, but not ever fully unless you're, you know, really conscious of it and awakening. And like I said, people carry
this
around.
Yeah, you have to have a conscious awakening is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
You have to make that conscious at some point.
Right. And like I said, stuff is in there. You don't even know that it's blocking you. You don't even realize it. Oh, you know, anything, situation in your life, you know, a relationship that you were hurt, you know, this is very simple, that in a relationship, you know, okay, you were very hurt in a relationship, and so you start closing down your heart chakra right away. You know, and you build a wall. Mm-hmm. You've heard about people building walls, and that's what people do.
Yeah.
Building walls, and that's what that means, is you're closing down your chakra. And so when people are now the next time they want to go into a relationship, they're in fear. So that's a major blockage right there. They're in fear. They're not open. They're not releasing the past. They're not releasing the old. You know, not forgiving themselves or the other person, and then forgiveness again is another big thing. And then when you go into that new relationship and you haven't released all the old stuff, you're going to be skeptical, and it's not going to be as pure and loving as you would like it to be, or the other person would like it to be.
Hmm. how important, because there's a correspondence on the astral plane, okay, and the astral plane obviously corresponds to the emotional body. That would that be all chakras, or mainly corresponding to the third chakra?
All the chakras are connected, so it's all connected.
All one, so it's going to affect differently.
It's going to affect all the chakras. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your emotions affect all the chakras. Your personal power, let's say that's your solar plexus chakra. If you don't feel good about yourself, you don't feel like even deserving of things, you know, that's a blockage right there in your mm-hmm. personal power, in your solar plexus, and that's going to affect everything, you know, in your life and all your other chakras. So
everything really comes from that in a sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's
if
so
you
important.
Don't have that empowerment.
Exactly. That's where your empowerment comes from. So now a lot of times a chakra can be overblown out of proportion where that, like, for example, in your solar plexus, your ego. You know, your mm-hmm. ego is like, oh, I am great. I am better than you. You know, now that's mm-hmm. over. That's blown mm-hmm. out of proportion. You know, then that's mm-hmm. way it's off balance. See, that's still mm-hmm. a way of saying that your chakras are out of balance. So it can go two ways. Sometimes if a person's way overly emotional, you know, instead of, let's say, practical or whatever, then that's way out of balance too. So it's blown out of proportion. So
you said something last time you were on Awakenings that it really was about balance, and that there's the chakras that people, you know, see when you look at their aura, or they really should be balanced, not... And I want to ask you, is that balance different for everyone?
Balance different? No.
Well, for everyone. Yeah, it's everybody's... What is balanced to one person, is that a little bit different? I think someone was saying that they had more of one color, or more one chakra more activated, and you were saying that it should be...
Balance.
The aura should be balanced, the chakras. So, but I'm wondering if somebody, let's say, is more mental or coming from the mental plane, someone more from the heart, they're going to look a little bit different. Would they look a little bit differently to you, or feel a little bit differently to you?
Absolutely. And you know, an aura photo, when you have like an aura photo, every 5-10 minutes or even seconds, it changes, you know, because of your mm-hmm. mood or of what you're feeling, mm-hmm. thinking, living, you know, mm-hmm. But the chakras should be all balanced. Okay, for example, I think this will answer your question. For instance, if somebody's more like in the higher chakras and they're not grounded, and they're not in lower chakras, and that is out of balance because, you know, they're always wondering. I get a lot of questions a lot of times, you know, from these very, you know, in Sedona, they're all in their higher chakras.
That's,
and like,
that's right.
And they're all like, ah, la, la, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right, right, right.
But they always ask me, like, Dr. B, how do you accomplish so many things? How do you manifest everything, like all the things you're doing? I go, well, first of all, you have to get grounded.
Yeah.
Because the lower chakras are not activated and balanced with their higher chakras. The full, complete system is a huge awareness. Huge, 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 huge. And to have them all, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I mean, I get, you know, I have some work, you know, constantly working on myself.
We're always working.
You know?
Yeah,
because if the shifts are happening and all kinds of things, and, you know, you're just everyday life dealing with people. But, I mean, you know, so if that answers your question, like, they have to learn how to ground themselves and you know, activate. It doesn't necessarily, see, they get in fear because, well, then I'll lose my higher consciousness awareness.
That's right. I was just going to ask you that. Yes, yes.
No, see, that's the whole thing. No, you don't. You don't. You just activate more of the awareness of the lower chakras. So you're activating, you know, completely all the knowledge. It's all, like, just think of a chakra as knowledge, let's say, even. And so you're activating all the consciousnesses within you. So you can, you know, so that you'll have everything.
See, that's interesting. What is that? Because a lot of people don't want to ground. They want to stay... They feel that expanded consciousness means not grounding.
That's not true. I mean, that they have to learn how to work with the balancing of the chakras so they feel comfortable and not, you know, how to explain it, like as in, you know, so when you're grounding or activating all your chakras, you're fully even more awake, and you're in more, you know, like I could tune in, you know, they're worried about the left brain, right brain thing. I think that's what they're fearing is like, God, when I, because, you know, I have to do a back and forth too, because, but I can do it in an instant now since I'm practicing and constantly activating and balancing my chakras. You know, I can do my, you know, okay, the, let's say the, you know, the left brain work, you know, the tedious, you know, marketing kind of thing, and then my, then I go and do creative stuff, you know, I just have to, gives me a couple seconds, I could tap into it, you know, but I guess it is, you know, just a lot of awareness and knowledge and practice, you know, that's the best thing, but yeah, they get afraid because they go, oh, God, if I go down there, I'll never be able to get up, you know, to my higher consciousness again. No, your higher consciousness is already activated, and it's just activating and the lower chakras, and then you'll be, like, you know, fully awake.
So in a sense, it's about bringing this energy into the everyday living, or this, I like what you said earlier, the chakra, it's information. So it's not about... Because, see, I think this comes from kind of the old, you know, Judeo-Christian myth that everybody's trying to escape and get to heaven, get somewhere. For some reason, no one wants to be on Earth, but yet we came here to play on Earth, you know, to express and experience. But
exactly.
So in a, yeah, right? So in a sense, are you also saying that if people aren't grounding or bringing this energy, well, let me ask you, if they're not grounding or bringing this information, as you say, through the chakras, through... Could that stop someone's
development
or expansion? Let's say spiritual integration or development. If they're not bringing it balanced, if they're not balancing it.
Well, let me say this: each chakra is a psychic center. You know, is a psychic awareness. So they're aware of just if they have their higher chakras just activated. And they're aware of just some things, you know, and like the lower chakras are like empathy and, you know, tuning into somebody else's feelings, you know, so that's why a lot of times like the upper chakras, sometimes you're not even aware of other people's feelings, you know, at times you're out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, wow. No, I think this is really, really important. And I think for people to be able to go further on their path, they have to, like you're saying, the activation of all of them. And then Dave in the chat has a question for you. Is it about connecting the higher self to the lower self?
Is it about that? it's all about that, yeah. I don't know what you exactly mean about definition of lower self. I mean,
I guess little self, ego, personality, right?
Yeah, that part of that's in there. I mean, it's part of your being. Is the all the chakras are part of your being, and then if you don't activate all of them, you're not really fully conscious or fully whole. You know, you're just kind of living. You know, kind of in It's not as fully conscious as what I can just best say. So, but you're connecting to activating your whole being. You know, like I said, it does when you're up in your higher chakras, and then after the crown, then it repeats again to even higher chakras. But it does repeat in the seven again, 777, we are on a denser plane here, in Earth. So it is, you know, different than, you know, let's say on Venus or something, you know what I mean? You know, because it's more etheric there, let's say, you know. And then, and I did channel in new information in the book about what our planet in our solar system connects with our chakras, too, which is real fun stuff.
What's interesting that you're talking about the whole being, you know, that this is really about activation on all levels, you know. Okay. Now, Dave is saying the lower self is our connection to the earth and his understanding.
That's the root chakra is connecting you to the earth. And then, but you're connecting with yourself, like your second chakra is emotions. You connect with your emotions. There's a lot of people that don't, they just smudge down their emotions. They're not expressing themselves emotionally, and they're pushing them down, and they're creating blockages because they're tuning them out. They're actually tuning their emotions out. Their feelings, and feelings are very important of releasing and expressing yourself. And then the lower chakras, you know, let's say your solar plexus is your empowerment. If you consider that a lower chakra, and the middle chakra, they consider the middle chakra is the heart chakra.
And I've heard that the heart chakra is like the balancing point or the integration point. I'm not sure, you know, from the upper to the lower, and I hate that upper lower, but for lack of better whatever words, upper lower energy centers or chakras.
Right, it's the middle chakra. That, you know, because if you have seven chakras, the middle one is the heart chakra. So the three lower and the three upper, if you want to call it that. But they're all very important. That's why I keep stressing is they're all extremely important. You know, like for instance, the Mayans, when I went to the Mayan lands, what they've told me when I was tuning in, that they said that they do the chakra meditation. They start from the root and then the second, the sacral chakra, then the solar plexus, then the heart chakra. And then, they started from the heart chakra. I had it backwards. They started from the heart chakra, then went to the lower chakras, then went to the higher chakras. That's how they do their meditation. They started in the heart chakra. So that was great.
That's interesting. Yeah. And I wonder why and they were more heart-centered. You know, and certain people are more heart-centered. Or cultures more heart-centered. Some are more, you know, I guess intellectual or, you know, mental, more on the mental plane,
right.
More on that sixth chakra.
See, and it's the way we Western medicine or Western ways are we're trained to be more mental, you know, and they got us working 9 to 5 and blah, blah, blah. You know, they got us in a whole system here. You know, when I went to the Mayan lands and the Egypt, they're all very heart-centered, friendly, happy, no stress. Not worrying about, you know, they don't have to have deadlines compared to, like, you know, working a 9-to-5 job. They actually take hours every day to spend time with their friends. And that was beautiful. That was just beautiful where we were just running ragged here, you know, trying to make ends meet. And that's you know, makes you think of something, you know. And then another thing I was really, you know, upset about when I finally was, you know, doing all my travels that they say all these countries are so poor, but they're happy, you know. And what is, you know, material world compared to happiness is you know, which would you choose, you know? You know what I mean? So the United States always say all these poor countries, and they're not poor, you know? They really don't see themselves as poor. They see us as rich, money-wise, but they don't see themselves really as poor.
It's a good way to put it. They don't see themselves as... And they are rich beyond just the material. I just had a conversation with a friend of mine the other day and was saying that and actually somebody in a class also that I was relaying this to is that, you know, just we've based so much on money, and that's such that's the only exchange of energy. It's for the soul, that's so boring, and it's also just caused us to, you know, implode upon ourselves. And I think what I'm hearing you say, these other cultures have value beyond dollars. You know, it's not just about the dollar or getting ahead. And I actually saw that in parts of Europe where I live too, Thunderbeef, that there was more spending time with people. Somehow people had the time to do 2-hour lunches, 2-hour dinners, and they did they lived very well, very, you know, even on a material level, some of them. But their consciousness, their intention was about this is very important to connect in with friends and family, like you said, with people.
Right.
You know.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was just beautiful being over there, and they're so helpful, and they're so loving and kind, and you come back here, and it seems like everybody has blinders on, you know, just run, mm-hmm. run, do, go, 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 and they're just so busy making ends meet that they're not stopping to really live. That's the way I put it.
Yeah. How important
look,
do you feel?
And I'm talking look at myself. I'm always working on my
you
my
do
project.
Work.
I am a workaholic, but it's like, but the purpose is for the planet and the people to help them.
Yeah.
Help them. So it's a whole different purpose. So
I know. I was going to say you are very busy, but I think too, if you, the artisan, if you think about being in that, you know, create mode, you are being fulfilled or sustained also. There's a spiritual energy that's there, you know, and being
Absolutely.
Of service as well.
Yeah.
Now, what do you see with the, what's unfolding individually and collectively in this major shift that we're in? Do you feel there'll be more activation of certain chakras because of this?
Well, I hope so, because
this
what's
feel?
Happening
yeah.
What I've noticed has been happening for a while now, for the last year or so, maybe even longer, is people are freaking out over the littlest things, and the reason
yeah.
for that is because of the shutdown of the, you know, second, third, the lower chakras. You know, they're not mm-hmm. being in touch with themselves and their emotions and clearing out the old. It's like kind of like you can see it either some people say it like all their old stuff is coming up, and I
yeah.
see it in the sense of like all the stuff has been piled up that there's no room for any more, so it's got to come out. You know, it's like a blackhead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a pimple, you got to come on.
Yeah,
so that's
exactly.
It's why it's so important to be clear. Get rid of all that stuff. Be clear. You're so much lighter. You're so much happier. You can breathe, you know, a lot easier. And
yeah.
and all the shifts are easy. They are easy. I have been waiting for these shifts. I'm like so happy. And when I go out and people are just like the littlest thing are freaking them out. The little,
yeah.
And that's because not of that moment. It's the stuff that's been piled up in their chakras.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is. It's the old issues, old stuff, and just, you know, doing the chakra meditations and clearing and understanding more about that, you know, how to release. That's why, you know, Spirit goes, okay, come on, get on it now.
Yeah.
Do the workshops, you know. And
well, I think so, because that's what people are really needing, emotional cleansing, clearing right now to, you know, you're right. The oversensitivity is because they can't take any more. Like you said, it's piled up. You can only expand as to how big your pile is. If your pile is holding you down.
Exactly. That's what it is. If your stuff is holding you down, like, you know, like, what was the gentleman's name? He says, that just asked me the question.
Dave,
you know,
yeah.
Dave. And Dave, if you're listening, yeah, you got to clear out those old stuff and activate those chakras, and then you're going to be a lot lighter and happier. And these shifts are coming in quick, and you'll be totally prepared for anything, or, you know, or even enjoying the shifts. Like, wow, this is great, you know. You know, there's a lot of people.
And I think too, and I just put in the chat, it's a constant process. That's the, I think, like you say, it's a constant process of realignment, realigning, and knowing how to do that and noticing. I find if people are being oversensitive, or, you know, if I'm being oversensitive or something's going on, what can I do to clear that energy? Because it is an energy blockage or stoppage, you know.
Yeah. And the chakra journey helps. I mean, it works. You don't even have to do anything. You just lay there and feel it, and it will release. And I've seen people just listening to it cry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is doing is releasing old things. It's exactly what it's doing. They're not crying because of the music. They're crying because they're releasing the old stuff. you know what I mean?
All right.
And they and when
exactly. It was a trigger. It's a try to move through this stuff, you know.
Exactly. It triggers it. That those activational tones on that CD goes in pretty deep, you know, and if you're, you know, and the more you work with it, let's say if you have a lot of blockages, the more you work with it, sometimes you might like play it like the first and go, oh, I don't feel anything. The more you work with it, the more you'll feel it, because it could be layers. It's like peeling an onion, layers and layers of stuff in there. We're talking since childhood, you know.
Mm.
So, you know, when I do the one-on-one sound healings, you know, people will cry and they'll go, I'm sorry. It's like, no, this is good. You know, this is so good. This is like, it's working. Yay. You know, and
yeah.
You can sleep with it. It will work while you're sleeping. It will sleep more peaceful. I've actually have testimonies that it cures insomnia and you dream more vividly. You'll see colors more vividly. You'll hearing is more in tune. I have all those testimonies. Actually, some of them are, might be on my website. So, of course, it does release stress. And another thing I realized using it, it's a healing tool. I use it all the time. You know, using it, it clears negativity from a home. It raises the frequency and vibration of the home. Let's say if a person is arguing, you know, having arguments in their home, you play the Chakra Journey and it releases all that negativity out of the house, raises the vibration. Mm. It's like smudging. You know?
Mm. Yeah, okay. That's a good way to put it. It's like smudging.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best way I could explain it, you know? I didn't realize it till I had a group here, and a lot of people were just, you know, going through emotional releasing, and it's like, God, and after they left, the house is so heavy, I said. So I put the Chakra Journey on again, and poof, it was cleared. It was like, wow, hey, great. So it is a healing tool, an awakening, activational, balancing tool. So Spirit gave it to me, so it came from, you know, way beyond there.
Mm-hmm. Before we get to that heart chakra, that activation meditation, I just want to see where there's a couple callers, and I know one emailed me that they're just listening, but I want to make sure this other one has a question or a comment. Hi, 830-255, you're on Awakenings. This is Michelle.
Well, Michelle, this is Sylvia.
Oh, Sylvia, hi.
Yes, I was listening in.
Oh, great, you're on with Thunder,
my son.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, you're on live with Thunderbeat, and I know you've got her CD, so.
Yes, I love it. I just love it. What you said about the chakra journey is just wonderful. I listen to that in the morning, and, oh, it feels so good. It's so peaceful and everything.
Oh, thank you.
Yay. Thank you, Thunderbeat. Yeah, Thunderbeat, I'm the girl who lost your package.
That lost a package?
Yeah. I'm that one.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. But
no problem. I don't know. Something happened with the mail. Mail went crazy.
But thank God you got it now, so.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, great, Sylvia. Well, are you driving or are you?
Yeah, I'm in the parking lot. I'm waiting for my son to come out, so I'm listening.
Perfect. Good. All right, well, great to hear your voice.
Thank you, Michelle. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I love it. That's something great about the internet radio. You could be right, you know, computer, chat, phone, can be totally mobile. Totally mobile. Love it. That wave of the future, I think we're going to be more mobile, actually. That's what I've been getting. And whether that's just in consciousness and mind, I'm not sure, but I think there's something to that, you know.
Yes. So, I can go through some of the information on the heart chakra, if you like.
Yeah, and you were going to do some kind of activation or meditation live?
Mm-hmm. We can do that. I'd like to explain the chakra first. I mean,
that'd be great.
and then we can go through the meditation. How's that?
Okay, that'd be great. Love to.
Okay, so the heart chakra, the Sanskrit name, which is a very ancient language, is Anahata. So a lot of times if you meditate, let's say if you have the CD or meditate with that word Anahata, that actually helps open up the heart chakra. And the heart chakra, the color of the heart, is green. Green is healing and love. Red is passion. That's where people get confused with the red. I thought red was love. Red is passion. There's a difference between the passion and love. The element of the heart chakra is air. Elements are very important. The polarity of the chakra is female, yin. The consciousness is astral body. The astral body of the heart chakra. Now, the aroma to activate, too, aromas, and I have, like in my book, I have the aromas and the gemstones, things you can use to really help you with any of the chakras. So, but the aroma for the the heart chakra is rose and pine. Mm. The musical key to activate the chakra is F. The animal totem for the chakra is dove.
Mm.
Yeah, dove, love.
Wow.
The planet for the heart chakra is Venus. The gemstone, you know, you could put it right on your heart chakra if you want to do it, lay down and do a meditation. You can choose any one of these will work. Emerald, which is very pricey, but it's very, very powerful. Malachite. Green jade, peridot, or rose quartz. Now, the pink rose quartz, that's very unconditional love, unconditional. And the zodiac sign that correlates with the heart chakra is Libra. So that's very interesting. And I have those charts in my book for all the chakras.
You do. Now, one thing, Thunderbeat, the... you said also the rose pink, the quartz crystal, is also corresponds to the heart chakra? Okay. So now some see it as the heart chakra is it more of a personal love, or is it love in general?
It's love in general, love of everything, a love of love. Love of everything. So love of yourself,
okay.
love of everything. And let me look here. Okay, so here's what I've written in the book. I'll read it out to you. The symbol for the heart chakra is a circle of 12 lotus petals surrounding two intersecting triangles, forming a six-pointed star. So that's a triangle going up and a triangle going down. So that's why it's the middle chakra. So it's connecting both the lower chakras and the upper chakras together. The triangle represents the descent of the spirit into the body and the ascent of matter rising to meet spirit. The heart chakra is in the middle, is the middle chakra in the system of seven. It is located in the chest area. The chakra governs the heart, lungs, lymph glands, and immune system. So now, like a lot of people, we hear a lot of people, you know, having heart problems and heart attacks and heart. That's because they're not receiving love. They're not feeling loved. I really, really believe that. I mean, of course, we got a really bad diet, of course, of cholesterol and all that stuff, too, which is not good. It clogs the heart. But a lot of that, I mean, the energy of love does clear out a lot of that. You know, but we're not in that, you know, we're not feeling a lot of love and receiving or giving. Mm-hmm. So the mass population as much as we should. So the heart chakra is the center of love and compassion here. The love we experience at the level of the heart chakra is distinctly different from the more sexual and passionate love of the second chakra. Mm-hmm. When your heart chakra is open, you are likely to become involved with helping people, social causes like saving the planet, or prayers for peace. The heart is more most vulnerable place. So when we are hurt in life and in love, the first impulse is to close your heart chakra down and say, I'll never let anybody do that to me again, right? Mm-hmm. How many people have said that? And then, of course, when you build a wall around your heart, you're keeping yourself locked in. It's okay to go through a process of grieving, feeling all your feelings like sadness and resentment and anger. Releasing these feelings clears out the heart chakra, and then you begin to heal. Otherwise, if you close off your heart, you remain in a state of, releasing these feelings, it clears out the heart, and then you begin to heal. Otherwise, if you close off your heart, you remain in a state of denial, and you become numb. Here, this is very important, and you become numb to pain as well as pleasure. Yeah, so you're not even, receiving, love. You're closing yourself down. It's like, no, don't do that. Don't come close to me or whatever. You're not receiving it, and because you're in fear, and fear mm-hmm. blocks everything. So
mm-hmm.
get rid of the fear. Don't be afraid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A healthy heart chakra allows us to love deeply, feel compassion, and have a deep sense of peace and centeredness. Now, if you have issues with self-love, self-acceptance, showing love, trust, and openness for others, like compassion, relationship or balance, resentment, bitterness, all these negative things, loneliness, forgiveness, then you have blockages in your heart. Any of those are any of those things, it means you have a blockage, feeling lonely, judgments.
That's heart chakra too?
Yeah, this is all heart chakra.
All heart, wow, okay.
This is all heart chakra where it's closed down, or you have blockages there. Resentment, bitterness, anger, self-centeredness, loneliness, fear of commitments, not having forgiveness, judgments. I mean, that's all trust and openness to others. Those are all blockages.
Wow.
Yeah, that's big.
It's
huge. This is what I'm talking about. A lot of people have no idea how each chakra has these things. So now physically, if you are having like heart and circulatory system problems, this lungs or something, any problems with your breast or thymus gland, if you have asthma, allergies, lungs, again, I put there, upper back, shoulder pain, you might want to do some work on your heart chakra. So that's all the physical things that come with the relation with the heart chakra.
It's good that you put also about the pain, the upper pain in the back, or circulation, circulatory issues.
Asthma,
yeah.
Yeah, that's feeling unloved. A lot of it. I'll tell you a good example. When I met my boyfriend, he had asthma attacks all the time. And after he had one while we started going out, and now, I swear to God, he has never had one since. And we've been together for 5 years.
Wow.
So
he just had one, and then after that, that was it? Wow.
That was it. Because he feels loved.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's had it all his life.
Yeah. Wow.
Actually, he's here. He could even tell testimony that.
Interesting. Yeah, that's...
Isn't that incredible information? That's why this is so important.
Yeah.
How...
That's true. Wow.
Are you there?
I just got an email in, somebody that's listening, saying that that's them, allergies and asthma. So that's all the heart chakra.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, because it said there was a little announcement that said I was off. Okay.
I guess because the little some new feature Blog Talk Radio has, this little hand goes up to let me know to answer the call because the person has a question. But I answered a long time ago your call because we've been talking.
Okay, good.
So I don't.
I didn't want to leave you.
Especially while we're talking about the heart chakra, Mother, don't do that to me.
No, definitely not. This is too important.
Exactly.
So that's major. That's major stuff. And that, you know, and you know, he still has a little bit of allergies, but not as bad as they were. And he doesn't take, you know, anything for his allergies. But that's you know, that's big. And I should write that out in my. I haven't even thought about writing that out on my website for testimonies. But
no, I think that would be very good. And also, it's you know, something that people can do, you know, on their own. Obviously they could work with CU, but also listening to the CD, I would imagine, over and over. Now, would it be necessary to listen to that one, perhaps meditation for the heart, or could you listen just all the way through?
I always suggest listen to it all the way through, and don't ever put it on shuffle.
A friend
of mine did. Oh my God, she had it. She was here, and she put it on shuffle, and I'm like, it messed me up. It was like I was coming and going. I'm like, oh my God, what happened? She goes, I don't know. I think I pressed the wrong button, and it was on shuffle, and it just, it totally whacked me out of balance. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, the idea to do it in order. Yeah,
do it in order. I had no idea. I've never even thought to do that, and then she did it by accident, and it was like, it was very disrupting. So, and another thing is, do not drive with the CD because you will miss your exit wherever you're going. It was funny. I had this one girl. I was performing Uptown Sedona, and she was going to Flagstaff, which is 35 minutes, 40 minutes away. And I told her, she bought my Chakra CD. I said, just don't play it in the car because you'll miss where you're going. And she goes, okay, whatever. She didn't listen to me. Well, I got an email from her 2 weeks later saying that she ended up in Winslow, which is another 30 miles past Flagstaff, because she was listening to the Chakra CD. She goes, I totally drifted off. I put it in about, she said she put it in about 15 minutes before she got the flag, and she missed it. She missed the exit. I mean, Flagstaff is right there, and you can't. It's hard to miss it. It's hard to miss it, but she did because of the. I'm telling you, that's you totally go out in a zone world. So I thought it was funny. So she goes, "Oh, I ended up on Winslow. I don't know how I got there."
Now, Nancy in the chat has a question before we do the meditation. I want to make sure I answered it correctly, because Kurt in the chat was asking how long the CD is, and I said each meditation is 7 minutes for each chakra, right?
Yes, but I have the last track. I have an eighth track on there, which is a 10-minute track. The whole CD is 60 minutes, great for a healing session or a massage or whatever. But
okay.
I put this last track in, which is called Ascension, Balance, and Grounding. So what it does, after the crown chakra, it actually takes you up even higher to ascension, but that same track in a 10-minute time period goes down through each chakra. So it goes to the next highest chakra, then it goes back to the crown, then it goes to the third eye, then it goes down to the throat, down to the heart, down to the solar plexus, down to the second and root chakra. That's total balancing going through it in a 10-minute timeline, and it grounds you. So you're totally activated after that. And a lot of people just use that 10-minute track when they don't have very much time in the morning or evening or whenever, lunch or whatever they want. You know, it's a 10-minute. So it does because it will go through all the chakras, you know, and help you balance.
Another form of meditation. And then Nancy is asking, what will the chakra CD, which I think we've been talking about, but maybe explain a little more, what it does for you, or what can it do for you?
Well, it relieves, like, a lot of stress. It balances you. You feel better. It relieves insomnia. It helps even children, like little babies, sleep better. I've got that testimony. It's very healing.
And I think it's individual, too. It just depends where one needs balance, what you need. Yeah, so
right.
It's going to be...
It depends what you need. So it will help you in all the areas you need. So the best way I can is you have to experience it. I mean, I can't... You know, it's different for everybody, like you said, but it does activate and balance your chakras, and it clears out You know, it depends on if you're ready. It clears out the old stuff, and you feel a lot lighter, you know, more at peace.
Yeah, all that. And then what's specific to that individual, whatever they're going through, whatever they're needing, you know, that rebalancing. Like you said, for the heart chakra, for the allergies or the asthma, what your boyfriend went through. Sometimes I just find an overall balance. It's not necessarily that one thing is particularly out. I'm just feeling in whole overall balance.
Yeah.
You know, general, more vitality, I would say.
Yeah, more energy.
Probably because that's what I've been needing, you know. So someone that needs more sleep.
Yeah. Well, it does. It energizes. It you know, makes you sleep better at night, so you feel you wake up more energized, you know. So definitely if you're using it when you go to bed. But, I mean, you can use it during the afternoon. It doesn't make you tired unless you're ready to go to sleep. I mean, it doesn't – it makes you just relieve all the stresses, and it makes you feel just so peaceful. Peaceful. So that's, you know, it's as simple as that. So, anything else you need to know?
I think that's it. I think we're ready.
Okay. Well, hopefully no one's driving. So,
okay.
Right this moment.
Pull over.
If you're driving, yeah, you got to pull over if you're going to be driving if you want to do this meditation. I don't want you to get in an accident or nothing, you know.
Right. Pull over. Pull over. Those are the. That caller's on the line that you're listening. Pull off.
Okay, so we got the basic information. Well, a lot of the information, whatever.
And the rest is in your book. They can put in the chat. You can go to thunderbeat.com.
Yeah.
For the
book. And then we're going to find out after this. We're going to ask a question, see who calls in after this about if they can see the visuals that I'm going to be doing in the meditation. So,
Okay.
Are we there? Hello?
Thunderbee, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Okay.
I'm here.
Yeah, okay. Very quiet.
I can't. Do you have it playing?
No, let's see. Let's see. Look at your. Your email. Let's see.
Look at what?
We're waiting for. While we're waiting for that, I do want to. I want to get us in the mood a little bit of the sunrise.
Okay. but.
Wow, what a world. Thundermeat, are you there?
I'm here.
We know that behind the scenes, it's still loading, behind the scenes.
Really?
Yes.
Computer glitches.
Yes, big time. You know, Mercury is retrograde, by the way.
I had a feeling, you know why, because it's like... Mercury must be in retrograde because I'm having to repeat these things two or three times, my tasks that I'm doing, and I'm like, you know, I haven't been following the chart. But, you know, I found out something recently about astrology, that if you're born in a retrograde, if you're something, you know, if Mercury's in retrograde in your sign the year you're born, the retrograde works perfectly for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I've heard that. Or people that have, Mercury retrograde natally, a lot of times are not as well understood, or sometimes comprehending things or communicating. But in the retrograde, it's like, because of the shift in the energy pattern, their communication is clear. Or is it they're clear or more people are understanding them? I don't know, you know, either way. So I guess a little bit of both.
That makes sense. Well, mine's all in retrograde, so let's go.
Yours is retrograde? Oh, so that's great for you. Yeah. And then Nancy.
No, it's not retrograde. I mean, it's whatever it's called. I don't even know. I'm not a astrology buff here, but no, it's not retrograde. It's regular.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I know, because I have a couple of friends that are have a Mercury retrograde, and they have told me that they do notice something different in that when it's retrograde, that they actually have more clarity.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting, because it's more in their flow. You know,
exactly.
Moving in their flow. So, yeah, that's cool.
So in the remainder of the time, we're going to, let's see, just really want to thank you, Thunderbeat, for being here and all this stuff that's been going on in the back. And we're actually will end, it will be in the archive with your heart meditation. And we activated everyone with that ancient sun. Through the traveling through Egypt.
We don't have time for the activation. Is that what it is?
see.
Hello.
Well, we're 2 minutes and I rescheduled, but I guess it didn't go through. So we'll do it. It'll be actually on the archive.
Okay.
The activation. It'll be on the archive. Thank you so much for being here, Thunderbeat. And those of you that would like to reach Thunderbeat, you can go to thunderbeat.com. And, of course, also available on iTunes. And I leave you a bit with the heart activation from Chakra Journey. Peace
Thank
and blessings.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank
blessings.
You. Time for the meditation. She couldn't upload the song fast.